Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41 a.m. This is Chicago, Friday, December 3rd. It was cloudy, a little misty. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Meat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, how are you today?
Fine. Congratulations. I saw you were number 3 in the morning and number 1 in the Friday to 6:30 to 7 time slot.
The ratings are only accurate when they're good.
Yeah.
And then next month they'll probably be bad, and then we'll talk about how it's not an accurate measurement.
Yeah. You got to really drill down for the good news.
You claim that it's time for the Donut Olympics?
Yes, it is. Well, it's the semi Donut Olympics.
Semifinals.
Thank you. I'm sorry. But we'll get that's the next segment.
All right, we'll get dessert in a minute. But first, what do you got for the main course?
So, tacos for the main course from Taco 76 at 838 Madison in Oak Park, Illinois. And it's a great taco place, and I was recommended by a guy named John Trillick from a Facebook group I belong to called Takeout 25 Oak Park, and it's like all these great restaurants in the western suburbs. And what really caught my attention is that he was raving about the El Pastor taco, which is...
That's my wife's favorite, by the way.
Is it really?
And the pork?
Yeah, the pork, slow-roasted pork on a trompo, which is like a vertical stacks of thin pork with a... It looks like an upside-down gyros, except made out of pork, with a pineapple stuck on the top, so the pineapple cooks and drips down into the pork. It was really kind of cool, and they slice it off just like a gyros and put it on the tacos, and it was really good. I'm sure I must have had it before, but never noticed it, but I thought they were really good tacos.
You know what? There are a lot of places where you can get a good taco, and most of them are in neighborhoods like Pilsen.
Yeah.
And this one is in Oak Park, though, huh?
Yeah, it's in Oak Park, right there on the main drag in Oak Park, where it's a little bit off the main area of Oak Park that's all decorated for Christmas. But Oak Park is another great little place with a bunch of little shops. They put lights across the street. It's a very festive place to go walk around.
You know how we've talked about Chinese restaurants, and I maintain the best way to judge them is how is the egg roll? I think with taco places, Mexican places, it's all about the guacamole.
It is. And you know, okay, there's two different ways. First of all, like Americanized guacamole is just, as long as it's really fresh and chunky, then I like it. But this is old school guacamole, Mexican guacamole with the jalapenos in it. Little spicy, a little kick, you know. Mm-hmm. My kids probably wouldn't like it, although they're older now. But if you like old school guacamole, they had it really good. The only thing is, there wasn't enough of it. I would recommend if you're going to really like it, buy two of it, because they sell them in the portions, and the cups I thought were a little too small for me. I would have ate twice as much.
Well, maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's what my wife would say.
What else is on the menu there that you liked?
Well, they also they have a whole margarita line, and it's unusual to say that because it looks like a taco stand, kind of a big taco stand with a really nice little dining room and a nice patio, but it's not really a bar. It's a taco place, and they have full margaritas. They have a bunch of cervezas and stuff, and so they have a full bar. They got the great drinks, and they also have the steak taco and some other Mexican dishes. Rice and beans also were very good, so you can buy the whole taco dinner.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and I, you know, they were pretty big. Two tacos was enough for me, which is kind of unusual for me.
Dine in?
Well, usually three. I usually get three, but I, you know, I was kind of in a hurry. So
it's not just a takeout place, though, is it?
No, you can sit and eat, and they do takeouts, but you can sit and eat. They, you know, when COVID's over, they also had a really big sort of a party room. I don't know if they rent it out or whatever. It's closed now, but
we'll check that place out. Taco 76, 838 Madison in Oak Park.
Yeah, I didn't think to ask what the 76 means. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you'll be going back the way it sounds.
We'll send us an email. Send a text to you.
Well, sure.
Bob Surratt, WGN.
Lieutenant, I just sampled a glazed donut. Very good. Although I will say it probably would be even better microwave for about 10 seconds.
Well, okay, last year at the end of the year, we had the I was kind of joking around, we had the Donut Olympics, and you know, we had Allegretti's up on the north side one.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year I sort of planned ahead a little bit and said, oh, if we're gonna do this year, I put it out on Facebook and some of my Facebook groups and stuff, where's the best donuts. And that same group I mentioned earlier, the Takeout 25 Oak Park, a bunch of people told me to try Dunk Donuts, not with the IN at the end. It's just Dunk.
They haven't been sued, have they?
I don't and it's at 1912 West Lake Street in Melrose Park. And so I went over there a couple times in the past couple weeks to get some donuts, and I brought in for our trials, for our perusal, and Steve's already been in there. But
I mean the chocolate one?
Yeah.
How is it, Steve? Good?
It's pretty good.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
So we have chocolate frosted and glazed cake donuts. So if anybody has any donut places they want to try out, so Dunk Donuts, though, has great donuts. They're very fresh. I picked them up literally on the way here, and the lady's like, well, you're a little early. The chocolate still hasn't quite dried yet. And I'm like, that's all right.
Fresh donuts.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
She just got them cooking within the last hour, so they're very fresh. They open at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's one of the very few places that still opens up very early. They have their hours posted that they're open till 10, but when I talked to Cheng, the owner, she said that they don't stay open that late right now at this time of year. She'll stay there until business dies out, and then she sort of closes. So, you know, 6, 7 o'clock, they're usually done.
What kind of a joint is it?
It's a donut shop, and it's got four stools, like a sort of a little diner. They do make some sandwiches, and they have coffee, and you can go there and you can sit and have coffee and a donut right there, but there's only four stools. But they have the dozens of donuts ready to go, and they're very good donuts. A great glazed cake donut is a little crispy on the outside to me, and it's still soft and gooey on the inside. You're probably right. That 10 seconds in the microwave would be great. The first one I had this morning was fresh out of the oven. So.
You're not worried about the stereotype of cops and donuts, are you?
You're never going to change it. What the hell? And I really enjoy donuts. So, I'm going to have to get, I've kind of blown out my diet since Thanksgiving. And I know when I have the weekend off, the first time I have two actual days off in several weeks.
Good for you.
And so when I wake up, and when I get home tonight, I'll go back on my diet. So,
attaboy.
I'm going to enjoy these donuts now.
Yeah, meantime, it's all about Dunk Donuts.
Yeah.
1912 West Lake in Melrose Park.
Yeah, right on the corner. You have a parking lot right next door. It's really a very nice place.
We'll get to the news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And before we get to the restaurant and food news, if you want to get in touch with Lieutenant Haynes directly, you can send suggestions. Give us your email, Lieutenant.
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com, or you can send us messages through Facebook at BeatCopsGuide, our Facebook page.
BeatCopsGuide to Chicago Eats is the book, and the email again is just BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com.
Right.
Or get in touch with us. We'll pass your messages
especially
along to the Lieutenant.
Especially Southside donut places.
You'll hear about
so
it.
So far, I haven't heard anything. Anybody, nobody says anything tops old fashioned donuts, but there's got to be other donut places on the south side. So.
Carlucci's is opening a new place, huh?
Yeah, I had to mention this because Carlucci's, when I was growing up, was my dad's favorite place. And, he closed his Downers Grove location. The Chicago location closed, I think, in 1997.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and he was open in Downers Grove till about 3 years ago. And so he just opened up a new place, and this is Joe Carlucci, with many of the same things that's on the old menu.
Good guy.
At 400 East Randolph Street. So, yeah, I'm going to have to take my dad out there for Christmas dinner at some point because it used to be his favorite place. And
yeah, sounds good.
I'm going to take my dad out in a while.
Well,
the old man.
Be a good son. And you got a new place for gluten-free baked goods, huh?
Yeah. So you're a cookie, which is a gluten-free cookie counter. And it's Angela Diaz has been actually doing cookies but selling them in retail places. And now she's finally got her own place opening up next week at 3053 North California. It's going to be a counter spot, so I don't think you can sit there and eat cookies. But they have gluten-free cookies, which gluten-free is you know, is a big thing. I'm really learning a lot because my wife's been gluten-free for the last year or so. And you can find a lot of good gluten-free food.
Yes, you can. And not too far from your police station, a place opened up, right?
Well, Zia Social, a famous place from, Edison Park. It moved into the old Iron Horse at 6158 Northwest Highway, and it's a more casual Italian kind of place. That building is phenomenal. It's like an old post office or something. It's great.
That'll be the new hangout for you and your fellow officers. And we should mention the benefit before we leave.
Yeah, a while back we talked about City News Cafe at 4018 North Cicero, Irving and Cicero. It's the only newsstand that's still around that I know of. And they also have these chocolate truffles that are homemade chocolate truffles. And for the whole month of December, a portion of their sales is going to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, and which, you know, I'm a big fan. I've been doing part of their stuff. They are the ones that come up with the vests that I used to give out to people. And so
they have the bulletproof vests.
Yeah, so
good for them.
Yeah, so if you can go get some chocolate truffles, they're fantastic, and you give some money to the Memorial Foundation.
We like that. Have a good weekend, Lieutenant. See you next Friday.
Thanks.
Hey, let's be careful out here.